rake it up in little piles. Did you ever hear a name for those little piles that they'd rake up and then load onto a wagon?
No, we didn't ever do that. We had balers.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the term heap or doodle or shock of hay?
No.
And if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year, you call that the...
I don't know. Second growth or stubble or something.
And if you had too much hay to put in the barn, you could leave it outside in a... Do you ever see people do that?
No.
What about something? They take a pole in the center and then they... Pilot.
I've seen pictures of that in books, but I've never seen them do that here. Of course, we don't grow a lot of hay here. It's mostly feed and milo. And
feed and what?
Milo. What's grain. That? Grain. And cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, though, now they can't grow cotton too much anymore because it's not economical.
Fang, what are you up to? Fang, you nosy cat, get out of there. Cut it out. What did you hear that? With that hay thing, have you ever read a term for that?
No, I don't think so.
What about haystack or hay?
Oh, yeah, haystack. I should have thought of Halloween and haystacks.
And a place where animals can go out to graze would be
the pasture, East 40 or something like that.
Uh-huh. How big a place did your grandparents have?
Well, let's see. I'd say that there's probably, 100 acres up here on 9.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 150 or more on 9. And then over by the airport, they had, that was my great-grandfather's over by the airport. It was the estate, but my grandfather farmed it because none of my grandmother's brothers farmed around close. Some of them farmed out around Robstown. I'd say probably altogether he farmed 200 or 300 acres total in different places. Mm-hmm. Some of it wasn't his, some of it he just
rented?
Yeah, or sharecropped or leased or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a fenced in place out around the barn where the animals could walk around?
A paddock?
Huh?
A paddock?
What do you mean a paddock?
Just a fenced-in area, like a corral or something.
Mm-hmm. It seems like I've heard the word paddock in connection with horses. Is that?
Yeah, I think they probably use it more in horses than in other places, but
mm-hmm.
we didn't have enough horses to really make it worthwhile, but that's what they called it.
Do you ever hear of a barnyard or cow lot? Or
yeah, I've heard cow lot, yeah.
What's a cow lot?
Just a fenced-in area where you've got a lot of cows, and when they bring them in to sell them, they put them in a smaller fenced-in area, and they run them up a sort of a, I want to say a stile, but I don't know whether it's really a stile. It's a it's just a narrow thing that they run them up to get them into the trucks after they've mm-hmm. sold them and stuff.
This cow pen, it would be just out somewhere. It wouldn't necessarily be around a barn or anything, would it?
No, not a cow lot, not necessarily.
Mm-hmm. What about a fenced-in place out in the pasture where you could leave the cows overnight for milking? Did you ever hear of that?
No, we didn't have milk cows.
Did you ever hear of milk gap or cow pen?
No.
And a place for chickens, well, you mentioned the chicken house, I think. What about a place for the mother hen and the little chicks?
You mean just like a hen house?
Uh-huh. Or something that, sort of a cage, that would be it.
Incubator? That's where they hatch them, but I never heard of anything for a mother and a chick.
Did you ever hear of chicken coop or chicken coop?
Oh, chicken coop, yeah. I did when I was little.